For Zach Armstrong of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, his passion for skydiving started out innocently enough.
I saw a discount on Facebook and went with my whole family on Mother's Day. And we all did our first jump together on Mother's Day, and that was 2 years ago. I have 470 skydives now.
He's competing in this year's tournament with teammate Christina Chan of Honolulu, Hawaii. Since it can be difficult to practice constantly in the air, the teams do something called creeping.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wooden platform with wheels on the bottom. It just helps us simulate the skydive a little bit better. See angles, certain transitions, moves.
But it's not free-form choreography that will take home the top prize, as Armstrong explains.
So there's a set dive pool for the discipline. So there's 22 block sequence formations, which are multi-point formations. And there's 24 random formations or single point formations. And then at the night before the competition, they do a draw, and it's random placement. So we don't know until the night before, and then we have to practice.
Steve Werner is a tandem jump instructor at the Rochelle Drop Zone. He says it was a nice surprise when the U.S. Parachute Association chose Rochelle to host the championships. The tournament runs through September 18th.
Becky Johns and Doug Smith are affiliated with this Drop Zone. They went and bid on it at the USPA Board of Directors meeting. So when they just present what they have to offer and what they can do and how they can support the event. And we are kind of the new guys on the block here. And also our Drop Zone is probably the smallest facility that's held the Nationals so far. So it was a big deal for us. We really wanted to make a good showing, and they were real proud by the response that they got from the USPA. They actually were very surprised that the USPA came back and said yes, and they were favorable to it. And then the scramble went on, and they got it together. And, you know, everyone's watching. We're the small Drop Zone. Everybody was watching, and I think they're pulling it off nicely, actually.
When you say the smaller Drop Zone, does that make it more difficult to find the landing spot?
I mean, that could be one of the things. Also, the hangar size, although this place is immaculate, it's a very, very new facility. But the size of the hangar, the size of the facility is smaller than the typical skydiving centers that host nationals. Some facilities just have more square footage. They have more landing area as well. And it just poses different problems and challenges that we overcome, like how to load the planes up, how to get so many planes into the loading area and load the people up and fly them into this airspace. But like I said, they're pulling it off very well.
And I don't see a table of judges. How does the judging work for a competition like this?
So the judges are up inside that office. It's his private office up there. And the cameramen immediately land and download the footage to the judge's computer.
Like a GoPro type?
Yeah, like GoPros. They have SD cards. And so they put them in there, put them in the computer. The judges then queue it up. And when it's time for them to judge, they all watch it together. And basically, most of these, the non-artistic events are, they have certain formations that they have to form, and they let go. Each member of the team does something different, and they regrip. And when they regrip, it's called a point. And so it's how many of these things can you do in 39 seconds? And that's how the judges look. And
that 39 seconds, is that a pretty typical time for skydiving in general?
It's a working time for the competition. Most, if you're just skydiving with your buddies, you get more like a minute free fall.
Is it like a par five or something like that?
Yeah, it could be. If you're going 39 seconds, you're trying to get as much as you can in 39 seconds. I would say that's like a par five.
You're not competing, but do you skydive?
I do skydive, yeah.
What do you like about it?
Man, I love it. So when I first did it, it just was, I don't know, I was hooked from the get-go. I had no idea what it was going to do to me, but it is life-changing. So it brings people from all personalities and all walks of life together. And we have a common goal. We just jump out of planes together. We have a lot of fun. And if you walk around, you can tell you got like a lot of type A personalities, but that's not all that fills this place. You just got people that do it for different reasons. Some of it is to just people discover their new selves when they skydive.
You mentioned the type A personalities. Is it because this just turns that on its head? You just have to get rid of everything that's going on in your brain and you're just jumping?
I think so. And the fact is you're jumping out of a plane. You know, so you better be on it. But at the same time, it is relatively safe. Can't say anything's perfectly safe, but it's relatively safe. And as long as you respect it, you know, usually everything turns out all right. And these guys out here, like most of these people out here have hundreds and thousands of jumps, and these are professional competitors.
That's what I was going to ask. Some people might do it once for a birthday or something extravagant. If people do it all the time, you're talking hundreds, and yeah. You said hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, hundreds is even a low number. We're talking some of these teams, the open class teams, multiple thousands of jumps. Some of these guys, I would say, have 20,000 jumps under their belts. So they've been doing it for a long time. They know their stuff.
And is it a trophy? Is it bragging rights? Is there money behind it? What do you get if you win?
Okay, so very little money. It is bragging rights mainly, and the sense of achievement. We do get awards, and you get national standing and worldwide recognition. Eventually, you know, I'm believing sponsorship will come more and more into play as this becomes bigger and bigger and it becomes more popular. But it's right now, it's hard to make it a spectator sport because you cannot throw a grandstand out of a plane so that people can watch what you're doing. So as soon as we figure out a way to make it more and more of a spectator-friendly sport while they're actually skydiving, I think once that happens, it's going to turn up a bit on the financial side.